But first, some of the country's biggest businesses and lobbying groups try to get what they want by advertising to a very small audience. Researchers found that interest groups spend millions of dollars buying TV time or newspaper ads aimed at lawmakers or bureaucrats who make policy. Many ads appear only in Washington. If you live elsewhere, you might never hear commercials like this.
Wait till you see this plan. You won't believe it.
AT&T and WorldCom are at it again. Right now, AT&T and WorldCom are trying to get a free ride by using local phone company networks without having to invest a dime.
You might not even be able to tell what this ad was about, but its meaning was clear enough to the federal officials considering deregulation in the telecommunications industry.
Call now and tell your senator to say no to AT&T and WorldCom.
Along with a team of researchers, Erica Falk wrote a report on this inside lobbying that happens out in the open. She works for the Annenberg Public Policy Center, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, good to be here.
This commercial that we just heard a moment ago ended by saying, call your senator and say no to AT&T and WorldCom, whatever it was they wanted. But I gather it wasn't really aimed at the public trying to urge them to call their senator. It was sort of aimed at the senators themselves.
This ad is very hard to understand if you're not very familiar with the inside nuances of Tozan Dingell and broadband deregulation.
I you've already probably lost half our audience. Tozan Dingell.
This was a bill that was introduced in the 107th Congress to deregulate broadband. It was a complicated issue, and it was an issue that was being fought not only in the legislature, but also in the FCC with regulations.
So if you're a congressional staff member or a federal bureaucrat, are you seeing these commercials everywhere?
Yeah, there was a very, very interesting article in the Los Angeles Times where Michael Powell, who's part of the FCC, one of the commissioners, said he was sitting in bed watching television with his wife, and one of these ads regarding broadband deregulation came on, and he said to his wife, my God, nobody understands what this is about. This ad is directed at me. There is a tremendous amount of concentration of wealth on this type of advertising. Very few organizations spending a lot of money on a few issues in order to influence legislators and regulators.
And even though these are arcane business issues, they do, in a sense, get around to issues that affect the public. You mentioned Michael Powell. He was recently central to a decision that deregulated broadcast and newspaper ownership.
That's right. In fact, our number one issue that the advertisements we looked at targeted was energy and the environment. Most of that spending was driven by the national energy policy. Second most common issue was health care. Most of that spending was on prescription drug coverage. So these are issues that are very important to the American population.
And not always all that easy to figure out who's paying for the ads, is it?
That's right. In fact, one of our interesting findings was that many organizations use pseudonyms. So, for example, Citizens for Better Medicare may sound like an organization that's very grassroots, but in fact, it's funded by the pharmaceutical industry.
And that's what it'll say at the end of the ad or a little tagline on the bottom.
The Black Alliance for Educational Options freely admits that they receive funding from a number of largely white conservative organizations. So you can't tell by the tagline.
The Black Alliance for Educational Options? What did they want?
They were primarily a pro-voucher advocacy organization, and while the National Education Bill was being debated, they aired a whole bunch of pro-voucher ads.
Let's talk about energy policy. In the last couple of years, the Bush administration put together a proposed national energy policy. It was fiercely debated in Congress. How did the energy industry weigh in on this?
Well, what was interesting about the national energy policy is when we looked at a whole variety of issues, for example, reducing emissions, coal, nuclear, all these components of the national energy policy, we found that about 94% of the spending was spent by pro-energy interests, and just 6% of the spending was spent by environmental interests. Both the business interests and the environmental interests made their pleas on the basis of the environment. Both the business interests said that they were supporting a pro-environment stance, and so did the environmentalists. But if you actually looked at what they were advocating, the energy interests supported the national energy policy as promoted by the president, and the environmentalists tend to oppose it.
You say that you looked at 15 issues, and on at least 10 of them, the people who spent the most money by far got what they wanted.
For example, if you look at creating a Yucca Mountain nuclear west dump in Nevada, I don't know if people followed that issue.
There was a proposal to dispose of nuclear waste inside a mountainside out in the Nevada countryside.
But not only that, all of our nuclear waste from the nation would be brought there. And 96% of the spending about that issue favored the creation of that dump.
Which was very controversial inside Nevada.
Mm-hmm. It passed.
because you have here political insiders advertising to other political insiders, and the public really doesn't get involved or even necessarily see these advertisements at all, it's tempting to see here another sign that the public really is not that involved or influential in the governing of this country.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a cynical idea. But then at the same time, we're having this conversation, we're talking about this, and hopefully what we hope at the Annenberg Public Policy Center is that there's been a good public debate, for example, about campaign finance reform and about the role of money in the federal election process. And what we're saying is there needs to be a similar debate across the nation about the role of money in the legislative process, how money through advertising goes to influence the legislators and regulators.
Erica Falk is the author of a report on legislative issue advertising published by the Annenberg Public Policy Center. Thanks very much for coming by.
It's been a pleasure.